brother kindly requested, inshallah, those in the rear hall, inshallah, come in the front hall, inshallah. The program is about to start. We come with talab. With the right intention, inshallah, that whatever we listen, we'll put into our life, practice it, and take it to others as well, inshallah. Aja bhai, kareeb aaye, come. Those who are in the back hall are kindly requested to come into the front hallway. May Allah reward you, inshallah. May Allah accept our coming here, my brothers. These gratings are very precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو پیچھے کے ہال میں ہیں آگے آ جائیں ان شاء اللہ.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا انكم معروضون على اعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذره خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذره شرا يره او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, there are certain established, what we call haqaiq, absolute certainties. However, the system of this world is such that majority of these haqaiq and certainties, throughout the ages, there have been sections of humanity that have denied them. The greatest haqiqat, the greatest reality is Allah. Yet millions, if not billions of human beings deny the existence of Allah. Agnostics, atheists, it seems on a worldly scale the numbers are increasing also. the reality and haqiqat of the Quran, majority of humanity fails to appreciate and recognize it. The reality and haqiqat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah's creation, yet how many there are that deny and refuse to accept the zat and personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some even make him the target of their insults. Like this, many great realities we find in Dua-i Ma'sura, the manqul du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innal jannata haqq, wal nara haqq, wal sa'ata haqq. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. Akhirat is a reality. And yet we find all these realities, large, large sections of humanity throughout the ages have defied and denied them. However, there is one haqiqat and reality which the Quran very, very interestingly uses the word yaqeen. Wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Worship your Rabb until yaqeen, the absolute certainty comes. This is that one reality. Throughout the ages, no human being has been able to deny or defy. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Tell them that moth and that death which you are running from, agnostic, atheist, whoever it may be, they were not able to deny this reality. They ran from it, they opposed it, they did whatever they could. Like Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Al-maut laysa minhu al-faut. In aqamtum lahu akhadakum. In aqamtum lahu akhadakum wa in farartum minhu adrakakum. No escaping. Sometimes insan, human beings in their nadani and their foolishness, we hear these exclamations or these expressions, I was saved from the jaws of death. Turn my head just 1 second, 1 millisecond, 1 millimeter, 1 centimeter, otherwise I would have been doomed, but I got saved. Pagal, foolish insan, moth never bared its claws. Why? Al-mawtu laysa minhu al-fawt. Wa idha al-maniyyatu anshabat adfaraha. Al-fayta kulla tamimatin la tanfa'u. Because when moth and death will bear its claws, then there will be no escaping. This is that decree of Allah which has been set in stone, that Nabi of Allah. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in his Durrul Manthur. And other mufassirin also mention it. Nuh alayhi salam, what was his age? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Just the period of his nubuwat, 950 years. So what type of age Allah gave him? Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Nuh alayhi salam at the time of his death. Ya atwal al anbiya ya umran kayfa wajadta ad-dunya. That, oh, that Nabi who was given the longest lifespan of every Nabi of Allah, how did you find this world? He said, kadarin laha baban dakhaltu min ahadihima wa kharajtu min al-akhar. He said, like a house with two doors, I entered through one and I left through the other. كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. When the reality of Akhirat will dawn, then this is Kalamullah, and this Kalam is Haqq, it is the absolute truth. تمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته وبالحق أنزلنا وبالحق نزل ومن أصدق من الله قيلا ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. This is not the postulation of some poet, nor is it the declaration of some politician, nor is it the findings of some scientist. Generally we find science is not actual knowledge, because Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. If you truly have knowledge, then show us your knowledge. What you are following is conjecture. What you are following is guesswork. An accident takes place, you have an eyewitness report. 5 people witness something happening in front of them. By the qasam of my Allah, there will be variation in all 5 people's reports. Because human science, human knowledge is based on human senses and perfection and perception. And human senses and perception are defective. إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The essence of man. What is the essence of man? The ruh, the soul of man. How many centuries? How many billions of dollars? How much of research to try to identify what is the reality of this ruh? Yet up till today, from a scientific perspective, they have absolutely no idea whatsoever. Somebody is walking, talking, and all of a sudden something happens. Now he becomes a dead corpse. What happened? What is mort? What is death? More than 200 theories and ideologies have been put forward. The fact that there are more than 200 theories and ideologies, that itself tells us that every one of them is incorrect. One expression, my Allah says, in قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. What is mort? What is death? When that angel that has been deputed and appointed on its set time extracts the ruh and soul from your body, that is more than death. And what is this ruh and soul? يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them, the ruh and the soul is from the amr of my Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Insan was given very, very, very little knowledge. This is the i'jaz of Quran. Allah does not say, وَمَا تَعَلَّمْتُمْ وَمَا أَخَذْتُمْ. That which you took, that which you acquired, no. وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ. That which you were given of knowledge. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. When you entered this world, how much knowledge did you have? How much knowledge? What does Allah tell us in the Quran? وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah took you out of the womb of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You had absolutely no knowledge. You knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَى. We gave you eyes, we gave you a hearing, we gave you mind, we gave you intellect, we gave you the means to try to acquire knowledge. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَى لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The requirement of that knowledge, first and foremost, the requirement of the process by which you will acquire that knowledge is make the shukr of Allah. Bow down before Allah. The claims people make are very great. I have a PhD. I am a Harvard University graduate. I am an Oxford University graduate. I have written my theses on this and that. And we find that today, unfortunately, the more confusing or the bigger term someone uses, we feel that he is more intelligent. That is not intelligence. Confusing your audience is not an indication of intelligence. One friend of mine passed away, now Allah make his maghfirat. He says, when I was a little boy, I was in school and my teacher one day told me, write one composition. So he said, I took a thesaurus and I looked for all the bombastic terms I could find, all the similes, big, the longer the better. And I made a whole kachumar of this, conjunction of all these huge bombastic terms, and I presented it to my teacher. So he says, my teacher wrote a comment, in promulgating your esoteric cogitation, or shall I say psychological observation, I find that you excel in the usage of empty tintinnabulations, and this behoves me to bash you on your proboscis. So he says, from that day I made tawbah. Using bombastic terms, this is not an indication of intelligence. The most intelligent human being, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahab bin Munabbi says, Inna Allah ta'ala lam yu'ti jami'a an-nas min bad'i dunya ila inqidaiha min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa ka habbati ramlin bayna rimali dunya. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, the aqal and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. All these verses and many more. What is Allah saying? That in the ta'lim and tarbiyah and nurturing and education of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no human agency. He was taught directly by Allah. Oha ila. How much knowledge we gave him? How much? Quran doesn't say. Allah says we send wahi and inspiration, divine intellect, intelligence, perception upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much? Ma oha. Imagine whatever you want, his knowledge was beyond that. What you were given, despite your claims, PhD, Harvard University, Oxford University graduate, I speak the Queen's English. Ask that PhD and Oxford University graduate that, by how many eyes you have? I'll tell you two. How many ears? Two. How many fingers? 10. How many hair on your head? Quantum physics, artificial intelligence, AI, chat channel, how many hair on your head? Already his knowledge is finished. How many hair on my head, your head, the head of every human being that lived, is living, will live? All that is in the knowledge of Allah. I am not saying it. I am not saying it. This is Quran. And this kalam introduces itself like this. La rayba fi. There is absolutely no doubt in this Quran. There is no conjecture. There is no guesswork. There is no exaggeration. There is no ambiguity in this Quran. Hudal lil muttaqin. This Quran is hidayat. This Quran is nur. This Quran is shifa. Ulama have enumerated in the Quran itself. Somewhere Allah calls the Quran zikr. Somewhere Allah calls the Quran haq. Somewhere Allah calls the Quran mubin. Somewhere Allah calls the Quran nur. More than 66 names of the Quran in the Quran. Kathratul asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. This is a principle. Many names indicate the sharafat and honor of that which is being named. And when this Quran introduces itself, Allah says, what is the goal? What is the objective? Why was Quran revealed? Hudal lil muttaqin. It is hidayat. What is hidayat? Hidayat is nur. Hidayat is a light. Hidayat is guidance. Hudal lil muttaqin. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. Preceding that, preceding that, this is not a coincidence. It's not an accident that my Allah says, "La rayba fi hudal lil muttaqin." There is no doubt in it, it is hidayat. What is this verse telling us? Right at the start, right at the start, the ummah of the Quran is being addressed by Allah and is being told, this Quran by the qasam of my Allah will never become hidayat for you. You will never be guided by this Quran unless every declaration, every verse of this Quran is received with this conviction in your heart that la rayba fi, there is no doubt in this. So far as the origin of man, Darwin can say whatever he wants to say. So far as who is male, who is female, they can purport whatever they want. So far as what is insaniyat and human and social cultural reform, what constitutes a human being, they can put whatever ideas and theologies in front that they want. So far as what is the reality of this life, what is success, what is failure, how will a human being define, what is the reality of mort and death, what will happen after death, in around us from every direction, millions of different theories may be put. Every one of them, the ummah of the Quran, has to weigh this in the light of Quran and from inside have the absolute conviction that all that is a lie and what my Allah has said is the truth. Otherwise, this Quran will never be hidayat. This Quran will never guide you. This Quran will never be nur. This Quran will never be shifa. This is what Allah is telling us. The first condition, the prerequisite, that inside this heart has to be ready to receive the Quran. There is an effort that is required. This is why Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would they say? Ta'allamna al-Iman thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. We learned Iman first. Iman has to be learned. Iman has to be acquired. There is an effort required. Ta'allamna al-Iman thumma ta'allamna al-Qur'an. Sahabi comes, I'm digressing. Allimni mimma allamaka Allah. Ya Rasulullah, teach me the knowledge of Allah. In other words, teach me Quran. Ali radiallahu anhu is appointed, teach him Quran. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu starts teaching him Surah Zilzal. Idha zilzilatil ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha wa qala al insanu malaha yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha bi anna rabbaka awhalaha yawma idhi yasturun nasu ashtatan liyurau a'malahum. These are the preceding verses. Allah describes the inevitability of Qiyamah, and then what does Allah say? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. This Sahabi did not study any commentary of the Quran. He never went to any school, never went to any university, did not have any academic background whatsoever. He was Arab, a Bedouin. His entire life, the most backward group of society, living in a desert, no exposure to any possible means of academia. Yet what is the effect when he hears these verses? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. You and I pick up some commentary, we read the translation. What is the translation? That person who did khair, good, equivalent to one zarra, one atom will see it. That person who did evil, equivalent to one zarra, one atom will see it. Zarra, atom, actually is the deficiency of the English language that we translate zarra to mean atom. Zarra doesn't mean atom. What does zarra mean? The smallest possible particle. How do you establish something is small? You divide it, and then you divide it, and then you divide it till it becomes what is referred to in Arabic as juz la yatajazza, indivisible. So small that you can't divide it anymore. Previously they thought this was the atom. Now they found inside the atom 1 millionth the size of the atom is the proton and the nucleon. So in other words, smaller than an atom. What does my Allah say? You do khair and good, you will see it. Shar and evil, you will see it. When this ordinary Bedouin hears this, he falls onto his knees. Yakfini dharratan. Yakfini dharratan. The two zarras are sufficient. The two ulama say about these verses, akhwafu ayatin fil Quran. Quran Pak ke khofnak tareen ayate. These are the most fearsome, frightening verses of the Quran. This Bedouin hears this, falls onto his knees. Enough, enough.
Ali radiallahu anhu goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he's saying. I only taught him Surah Zilzal. My Nabi said, Da'uhu faqad faquhar rajul. Leave him alone. He has gained the complete comprehension of deen. Why? Allah's khawf has come. There was an effort. There was an environment in Madina Munawara. Quran was not just read. Sahaba say, Ta'allamna al-Iman. We learned Iman. Iman has to be learned. This heart. The whole effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam primarily was what? The heart. The heart of humanity. Why? Because this heart, if you look at it, ask the doctors, they'll tell you it's the softest organ in the body. There's no bone in the heart. So soft, just a soft piece of flesh. Yet, what does my Allah say? At times, qassat qulubukum. At times it becomes hard. Hard. How hard? Ashaddu qaswatam min al-hijara. Harder than stone also. Normally every jalsa, whenever somebody becomes hafiz, or a jalsa of the Quran takes place, this verse of the Quran is read, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we reveal this Quran on a mountain, you will see that mountain will be crushed, it will be rent asunder, it will turn to dust out of the fear of Allah. Normally we read this verse, we translate it to show the azmat and the greatness and the majesty of the Quran. One mufassir, Alama Ibn Ashur rahimahullah, he makes an ajeeb tafsir of this. He says, in reality, this verse is a complaint from Allah. This verse is a complaint from Allah. Allah is complaining. What is the complaint? Look at the verse literally. If this Quran was revealed on a mountain, Quran was revealed on a mountain. Where was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the first five verses of the Quran came down? He was in the cave of Hira, which is in a mountain. So what does it mean? Allah says, if you reveal on a mountain this Quran, the mountain will turn to dust. Quran was revealed on a mountain. Allama Ibn Ashur says Allah is complaining. This is a symbolic expression of Allah's complaint. That hypothetically, if we gave the mountain a life and we revealed the Quran upon it, it would not be able to bear the weight of the Quran. O insan, O human being, what has happened to you? Has your heart become harder than a mountain? Has your heart become harder than stone? Are you more lifeless and dead than a stone? That your heart is not filled with Allah's khashiyat. You receive the Quran and nothing happens to this heart. The problem today, my respected brothers, you can go to a cardiologist, go to some doctor. He'll use his instruments. He'll tell you why heart is very, very healthy. There's no blockages. Oh, arteries are blocked. You need a stent or you need urgent bypass surgery. That type of equipment is there. People can use it. But there is no cardiologist and there is no medical doctor or professor that is able to use any instrument and is going to be able to tell you that by all your arteries are blocked with the love of dunya. That this heart is no longer beating with the love of Allah. This heart has become harder than stone. It is more lifeless than stone. Ostensibly, outwardly, they may sign your bill of health. You are very healthy. But in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو صحت أبدانكم. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. This was not an ordinary sahabi. Time is limited, but just one incident. I'm digressing. The type of faqahat and comprehension of the Quran that Allah gave Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We understand it in the light of one incident. One night, there is a caravan outside Madina Munawara. This caravan contains Abdullah bin Mas'ud. There is another patrolling group that contains Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Umar? My Nabi said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Umar in the darkness sees this caravan, instructs someone, ask them, Manil Qawm, who is in that group? Who are you? Where are you going? Some sort of investigation. In other words, what is your purpose? Abdullah bin Mas'ud whispers to one of his companions, respond to what Amirul Mu'minin is asking. Say to him, Qul siru fil ard, fanzuru kayfa kana aqibatul ladina min qablihim. The verse of the Quran where Allah says, traverse the earth. In other words, we are on a journey. He answers through the Quran. Next question, Sayyidina Umar instructs the person, ask that caravan, can't see who's there, it's dark. Ask that caravan, ila ayna tadhabun, where are you going? Where are you going? Again, Abdullah bin Mas'ud whispers, recite the verse of the Quran, walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila. In other words, we are on a safar of Hajj. Another question, now when Umar realizes this is not an ordinary caravan, so then he changes the direction of his questions. Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi azam, ask them, which verse of the Quran is the most august verse in the Quran? Response is given. Abdullah bin Masood whispers to one of his companions, respond, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wala nawm, lahu ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhni, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a, wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal ard, wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma, wa huwa al-'aliyyul 'azim. Azamu ayatin fil Quran. Ulama say this is the most august verse in the Quran. Why? Because it is Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, a noun referring to Allah, is mentioned 17 times in one verse. I'm not going into the details, time is limited. But Allahu, la ilaha illa huwa al-hay, al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wala nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a, wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal ard, wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma, wa huwa al-'ali al-'azim. 17 times, Allah, Allah, Allah. Next question, Umar says, instructs them, ask that caravan, ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi ahkam, which is the most concise verse in the Quran. Again the response comes, inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkar ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Next question, ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi arja, which is the greatest verse of raja and hope that is contained in the Quran. There the response comes, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell them, what is the siyaq? I'm digressing. What is the siyaq of this verse? Who is Allah addressing in this verse? أَسْأَلْ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ لِلْإِسْتِعَلَىٰ. In other words, not an ordinary sinner. Not one who made, is أَسْرَفُوا, made, transgressed. How much? How much? Ala anfusihim. In other words, every second of his life in masiyat. He's drowning in sins. Asrafu ala anfusihim. Allah addresses him. You have a worker, you have a laborer, you have somebody that's working for you, you have your little child that misbehaves. What is the tone of address at the time of misbehavior? When you are addressing someone that has upset you, someone that has gone against your injunctions, someone that has gone off the beaten track, he's gone in the wrong direction, how do you address him? You address him with honor? You address him with dignity? No. You culprit, you fool, you thief. That is normal human address. It is the dictate of the direction of the address. What does Allah say? Ya ibadi, O my beloved slave. O my beloved. There is no greater. There is no greater sharafat and honor. No greater laqab and title than Abdullah. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of his greatest mu'jizat and miracles is spoken about in the Quran. What miracle? That miracle which defied science, defied geology, defied every principle of science. Time was stopped. Space was shrunk. The whole world was shrunk. Every principle of space travel put on one side. He was taken physically, bodily, without an astronaut suit. You and I, every moment, there is 1 ton of pressure that is bearing down upon us. Because of the size and propensity of the human body, there is 1 ton of pressure. What is 1 ton? 1,000 kilograms. Why aren't you crushed? Because to mitigate that inside you, there is a system, your inner pressure. Your inner pressure works to negate the effect of the outside pressure. But as you rise up, as ascension occurs, what happens? The level or the extent of external pressure drops. So 500, 600 meters up, it's no more 1 ton. It's much less than that. That is why you have the pressure is controlled in an aeroplane because of its height. Today they say if you do a cost an astronaut suit, how much does it cost? What is it doing? What is the purpose of that astronaut suit? That as you are rising and the outside pressure is getting less, inside pressure is still the same. So what will happen? If it is not mitigating the outside pressure, eventually this body will explode. So to prevent that from happening, vacuum is created around the person with an astronaut suit as he goes higher. Even these principles of science were nullified. Everything nullified. Normal kurta, normal lungi, no astronaut suit, physically, bodily. Such a miracle that established one is before coming to this world. Allah already in Alame Arwah established the imamat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Al-Imran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابِ وَحِكْمَةِ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. What is this verse telling us? That in Alame Arwah, every Nabi of Allah is still in the land of souls, hasn't even come to the dunya. Each one was summoned by Allah. Each one had to give a covenant and an oath. Mithaq al-Nabiyyin. That during your nubuwat, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to come, what must you do? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You will have to bring iman upon him. And you will have to become his ummati and his follower. قَالَ أَقَرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا. Every one of them attested to this. Every Nabi of Allah attested that should Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come during my nubuwat, I will bring iman upon him and I will become the helper and sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi of Allah, this happened in Alame Arwa through this miracle, through the imamat of Anbiya which took place in Baytul Muqaddas. The physical manifestation and representation of that was shown to humanity. Where he actually led the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in salah. Such a miracle, I'm not going into the details. But when Allah speaks about that, this is, Allah is extolling the praises of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the siyaq? What should it require? Such a juncture should require Subhanalladhi asra bi rasulihi bi imamil anbiya bi habibihi. Glory be to that Allah who took at night his Habib, the Imam of the Anbiya, the greatest of Allah's creation. That is what it should have been. Yet what the Quran says, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Bi abdihi. Why? Because greater than Habib and greater than Imam al-Anbiya is this laqab, this title, Abdullah, the slave of Allah. There is no greatness, no greater position and maqam for insaniyat except when he establishes his abdiyat before Allah. Negate yourself before Allah. How Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us this. Inni abduk wabnu abdik wabnu an'amatik nasiyati biyadik. I am your slave. My father was your slave. My mother was your slave. My forelock is in your control. Throughout the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today the problem is we don't want to learn. If there is any shortage in our life, it is this. This mindset that the brain cells are dead now. It's gone past the learning stage. We don't have to learn anymore. To bring this back, This is why our third point of tabligh, by halqa of ta'aleem, establish in your masjid. Halqa of ta'aleem, establish at home. Learning and teaching, learning and teaching, learning and teaching. This is not confined to the youth and children and some maktab and madrasa. Allah's qasam, every home of Medina in the time of Rasulullah SAW was a maktab. Every home was a madrasa. Masjid al-Nabawi was a madrasa. Every sahabi was learning and teaching deen. That is why we find jewels. Our master, what did he say? Man ghada ila al-masjid. Man ghada ila al-masjid. La yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. He says someone leaves his house to go to the masjid. Normally for salah. But now what is the intention? Halqa of ta'aleem. To learn and teach deen. Learn and teach deen. La yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. What will Allah give him? Fa ajruhu mithlu ajril hajjil muhrim. Tamman hajjatuhu. Allah will reward him like one who tied the ihram and performed a maqbool, mabroor hajj. Every day that he will come to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem, that is the reward Allah is going to give him. Ajru mithlu ajril hajjil muhrim. Tamman hajjatuhu. No accreditation. No nusuk app. And no spending hundreds and thousands of pounds. And no looking for some five-star package. Maqbool, mabroor hajj every day. Yet, the shock of ilm and zikr has come out of the ummah. Ilm, acquire knowledge. What is zikr? Kullu muti'in zakir. Kullu muti'in zakir. Implement that knowledge in our lives. Look at the manner in which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established this abdiyat for us. Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk. وَفَوَّتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي إِلَيْكَ وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ لَا مَلْجَى وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. Allahu Akbar. It's impossible, impossible in any language to display this level of abdiyat as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed. When he would go to sleep, Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk. Oh Allah, I take my soul and I present it to you. For what to amri ilayk, I hand all my affairs over to you. Alja'tu dhahri ilayk, I make you the focus and the total, my total dependence is upon you. Wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, you are the focus of my entire existence. There is la malja wa la manja, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk. My hopes are upon you. My fear is directed towards you. My salvation is with you. My road towards success is only with you. He taught us to say this when you sleep. He told the sahabi, let this be the last thing that you say. Where is it today in the ummah? This abdiyat Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. The lower you will become, the lower, the more you will humble, the more you will negate yourself, the closer you will go to Allah. First surah that was revealed, first five verses that were revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closing verse of that surah, it's a sajda ayat, so I'm not reading it, but what does Allah say? Allah says, make sajda, make sujood. What is sujood? Sujood is the lowest that any human being physically can display his servitude before Allah. And what does Allah say? By doing that, what is the verse Quran, word Quran uses? Waqtarib. The more you will do that, the closer you will get to Allah. You want Allah's qurb? La ilaha illallah. This meh has to come out. Main to kuch bhi nahi hu. I can't do anything. Ya Allah, you are everything. You want Allah's qurb? That's the requirement. إِنَّ الْعَبْدْ إِرْتَقَى إِلَىٰ أَعْلَىٰ مَرَاتِبِ الْعِزِّ. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say that fi sujood irtaqa al-abd ila ala maratib al-izz. In sajda, the slave of Allah rises and rises and rises to the highest point of dignity and honor. حَيْثُ يَكُونُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, because he cannot go closer to Allah than he is in sajda. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, afdalu lahzat. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to say, afdalu lahzatin fi salah hiya lahzatu sujood. The most virtuous moment and position of salah is the position of sajda. Rabia Basir Rahimullah used to say, La atlubu shay'an fi sujood illa an aghriqa fi jamalillah. I seek nothing in sajda except that I drown in the jamal of Allah. Hasan Basri, Sufyan Thawri Rahimullah used to say, استشعر القلب في السجود استشعر العبد في السجود بحلاوة الإيمان وطمأنينة القلب. Allah has kept the halawat and the ecstasy of iman, and Allah has kept the tranquility of the heart in sajda. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى ربه عز وجل وهو ساجد. He said, you cannot go closer to Allah. You cannot go closer. Aqrab, aqrab. Ma yakunul abd. The closest you can get to Allah is when you are in sajda. That Allah who is already so close to you. Walaqad khalaqna al-insan wa na'lamu ma tuwaswisu bihi nafsu wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid. Allah says, we created you and we know what your soul is whispering to you. We know what your soul is whispering to you. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبَلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah says, we are closer, closer, closer to you than your jugular vein. But in sajda, Allah becomes even closer. وَقْتَرِبْ وَقْتَرِبْ And Allahu Akbar. Look at the loss this ummah is experiencing today. What were the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly in sajda, at the time of tahajjud, what du'as my Nabi would read. How he would exhibit this abdiyat. Sajada laka sam'i wa basari wa mukhi wa lahmi wa idhami wa kullu a'dha'i wa kullu ma indi. He would say, oh my Allah, my eyes are making sajda to you. My heart is making sajda to you. My limbs are making sajda to you. Ya Allah, my entire wujud and my existence is making sajda to you. How he would humble himself. What pearls he taught us. Today, kehna main aashiq e rasul bahut aasan hai bhai. To say I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is easy. How much does our night, how much does my and your night resemble the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is why our akabirin tell us, they say the greatest adab, the greatest etiquette of this work of da'wat and tabligh is tahajjud salah. Let some section of the night resemble the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Resemble the night of Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many verses in the Quran? Tatajafa junubuhum. Tatajafa junubuhum. Anil madaji' yad'una rabbahum khawfa wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. This is ijaz and beauty of the Quran. One is wafa, like we say in Urdu, wafa. Wafa means to show your allegiance. Jafa means to disavow yourself, cut yourself off. Look at the how Allah presents it. Tatajafa junubuhum. Their bodies show disloyalty to their beds and loyalty to their Allah. Tatajafa, like the poet says, ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai, hum raat ko ut ut rota hai, jab sara alam sota hai. There is a fire of Allah's ishq, of Allah's muhabbat, of Allah's shauk in the heart. Tatajafa junubuhum. Yad'una rabbahum. What is Quran saying? Yad'una rabbahum. They are making dua. Why is dua highlighted when Allah speaks about tahajjud? Because the dua at the time of tahajjud is accepted by Allah. Yanzilu rabbuna hina yanzilu rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala hina yabqa thuluthul laylil akhir. My Nabi said, last third of the night, Allah descends a descension in keeping with his greatness and his majesty. May yad'uni fa astajib la, may yansuruni fa ansur la. Who is there that has any need or requirement that I may fulfill that? Who is there ready to make dua that I may answer? And look at how Quran, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا الْإِيمَانُ بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ. One side the fear of Jahannam, the other side the hope of Jannah. Both are required. Both are required. Not that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim and do whatever you want. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how beautifully he puts it. He said, on Medan and Mahshar, if an announcement is made that everyone is going to Jannat besides one person, I will have the fear that I am that one person. And if the announcement is made that everyone is going to Jahannam besides one person, I would have the hope that I am that one person. Bainal khawfu wa tama'a, khawfu wa tama'a. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. One verse, time is limited, I'm not going into details. Just two verses, yet the Quran interspersed. Allah describes the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَمِنْ قُسْمِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك ومن الليل. Allah's Rasul is directly addressed. ومن الليل فتهجد به. You don't need translation. فتهجد به. تهجد. تهجد. Why? Because particularly Allahu Akbar. One hadith it comes. Sahih hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ فَلْيَسْتَتِكْ فَإِنَّ الْمَلَكَ يَدَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى فِيكْ. He said, oh my ummati, when you wake up at night for tahajjud salah, make miswak properly. What's the connection of miswak with tahajjud? Why did he say فَلْيَسْتَتِكْ? Make miswak properly when you wake up for tahajjud salah. Why? Because the angels of Allah love your Quran of tahajjud to such an extent that they place their lips against your lip. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَكَ يَذَعُ فَاهُ عَلَىٰ فِيكْ. And that Quran which is coming out of you is going directly. One sahabi, Ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was reading Quran in tahajjud. My horse started jumping up and down, behaving erratically. I feared for the life of my child. I stopped reading Quran. What does my Nabi say to him? The Quran of tahajjud. Iqra Ibn Hudayr. Iqra Ibn Hudayr. Ibn Hudayr. Ibn Hudayr. You should have carried on reading. Why? Tilka malaikatun tastami'u li sawtik. What you saw, that apparition. I'm cutting the incident short. He said, when I looked up, I saw a white apparition. My Nabi said, what you saw was Allah's malaika. They had descended to listen to your Quran of tahajjud. Had you carried on reading till subah sadiq, then the world would have seen the malaika of Allah. Such a tahajjud. Such a connection with the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Allah say? وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah will give you maqam-e mahmood. I'm digressing. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? إِنَّ لِي عِنَّ اللَّهِ عَشْرَةُ أَثْمَاءٍ. He said, Allah gave me 10 names. This particular hadith, he mentions 10. Many more names there are. But, Ana Ahmad, wa Ana Muhammad. Ana Ahmad, wa Ana Muhammad. Ahmad, the one who praises Allah. No one praised Allah like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad, the one who praises Allah. Wa Muhammad, the one who is praised. The one who is praised. If you look, Torah, Zabur, Injil. These names are there. Particularly in previous scriptures, he is referred to as Ahmad. Isa alayhi salam. Wa mubashiran bi rasuli ya'ti min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. In the Quran, Allah says, Isa alayhi salam gave glad tidings of the coming of a Nabi. His name will be Ahmad. Muhammad, Ahmad, the one who praised Allah. Muhammad, the one who is praised. Ulama explain, they say, what is the khususiyat of this? The one who is praised. The one who is praised. Somebody drives well, you praise him. Somebody swims well, you praise him. What does it mean in reference to Rasulullah? Imam Raghib rahimahullah explains it like this: Muhammad alladhi yuhmad marratan ba'da marra. This is that praise. In alame arwah he was praised. Alame dunya he is praised. Alame barzakh he will be praised. Alame akhirat he will be praised. Anbiya praised him. Sahaba praised him. Awliya praised him, Tabi'in praised him, Tabi Tabi'in praised him, Awliya praised him, Atqiya praised him, Abdal praised him, his followers praised him, his enemies also praised him. And when all the praises never came to an end, he became Muhammad. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah says, we raised your dhikr, we raised your mention. To what extent? Allah dhukirt illa dhukirta ma'i. From now till qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. Like Hassan bin Sabit rahimahullah, his famous poem, agarra alayhi lin nubuwati khatamu min allahi mashhudu yaluhu wa yushhidu wa dhamma al ilahu isma an nabiyyi ila ismihi idha qala fil ams idha qala fil khams al muadhdhin ashhadu wa shaqqa lahu min ismihi liyujillahu fadhul arsh mahmudu wa hadha muhammadu. He says the seal of nubuwat glittered on his back, a shining testimony that this was the Nabi of Allah. Dhamma lilahu isman nabi ila ismi. Allah joined his name with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As is attested to by the muazzin, 5 times every day, la ilaha ashadu an la ilaha illallah, and immediately, ashadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Allah dhukirt illa dhukirta ma'i. Ibn Abbas, Bahrul Ulum, radiyallahu anhu, explains it like this: Allah dhukirt إلا ذكرت معي في الأذان والإقامة والتشهد ويوم الجمعة على المنابر ويوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى وفي خطبة النكاح وعند الصفا عند المروة وفي مزدلفة وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in azan, not in iqama, not in tashahud, not on the day of Jumu'ah, on any of the members of the entire world, not in the khutbah of nikah, not in Mina, not in Arafah, not in Muzdalifah, not in the east or the west will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the cognizance Quran makes of this. Allah is Rasul, iman, aminu billahi wa rasulihi, كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِّ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَهُ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِّقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أَذَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُرْضُوهُ. اللَّهُ هُوَ Rasul, Allah is Rasul. He was Muhammad. Every aspect of what Allah referred to him as has, if you look at this, Ahmad, Muhammad. Both of it has its roots in the word Ham, the one that he is praised. Ahmad, Muhammad comes from Ham. On the day of judgment, his ummah also will be given the title Hammadun. Hammadun, the ummah that made the hamd and the praise of Allah. And in Jannat, Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. They also hamd. Mahmuda. What is maqame mahmud? Ulama explain it like this: humanity will be going helter skelter. Humanity, the first standing 40 years long in the glaring sun of that day. This sun is 93 million miles away. It is said if the heat of the sun is divided into 200 million parts, one part is reaching the earth. That day, comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said the same sun, kaqadri milin, will be brought 1 mile's distance. 1 mile's distance. Humanity will be swimming in their perspiration. They will go to Adam. I'm not running out of time. I'm not going into details. Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi upon Nabi. Ask Allah to start. Ask Allah to start the hisab. Intercede, intercede. What did he say? Ana awwalun nasi khurujan idha bu'ithu wa ana qa'iduhum idha wufidu wa ana khatibuhum idha unsitu wa ana shafi'uhum idha hubisu wa ana mubashshiruhum idha aisu liwa'ul hamdi, again hamd, liwa'ul hamdi biyadi yawm al-qiyama kullun nas adam wa man siwa tahta liwa'i. He said, when humanity is raised up, I will be the first to be raised up. When humanity is silenced, I will speak. When humanity has lost hope, I will give them hope. When humanity has reached the depths of desperation, I will give them glad tidings. The flag of Allah's praise, liwa'ul ham, Ahmad, Muhammad, Mahmud, liwa'ul ham, the flag of Allah's praise will be in my hand. He said the whole of humanity, Adam and every one of them, will be underneath my flag. But he says, I will go فَأَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا. One hadith explaining what is Maqam-e Mahmood. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. He says, I will go فَأَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا. I will fall in sajda in front of Allah. One riwayat, it comes that sajda will last for 7 days and 7 nights. فَيُلْهِمُنِي رَبِّي مَحَامِدَهُ لَا يَحْضُرْنِي الْآنِ. He said, at that time, Allah will put in my heart how to praise Him. Today, I don't know what the praise is that I will utter at that time. Allah will teach me the manner in which to praise Him. Why? Because before that sajda, Allah will be in Jalal. After that sajda, Allah will be in Jamal. And then Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, sal tu'ta, washfa' tushaffa, qul yusma' minka. Ya Habibi, raise up your head. Ask now, whatever you ask will be granted. Seek from me, I will grant it to you. At that time, the question, what will he ask? It will be the cry for the ummah. Maqam-e Mahmood. Allah links this in the Quran with tahajjud. First verse, like I said, I digress. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'. Yad'una rabbahum khawfa wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Elsewhere, innal muttaqina fi jannati wa uyun. Fi jannati wa uyun. Akhidina ma atahum rabbuhum. Innahum kanu قبل ذلك محسنين. Allah is describing Jannat. Allah says the people of Taqwa will be in Jannat. Gardens. They will be in gardens. Uyun, flowing streams. Akhidin, ma atahum rabbuhum. They will be utilizing what their Rabb has given them. They will be collecting the bounties of Allah in Jannat. Kanu qali. إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. Why? What does Quran highlight? إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك. Before entering this Jannah, they had done a very good deed. محسنين. They had made ihsan. They had pleased Allah. What does Quran highlight? What does my Allah highlight? Jannah. Rivers, trees, palaces of Jannah. They have done well. محسنين. What does Quran highlight immediately after that? Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'u. Who are they? What was the ihsan? What was the goodness that they did? That very little section of the night they would sleep. Kanu, for those who understand Arabic, kanu is fel naqis. In other words, it creates nooks, shortage. Kanu. In other words, less. Qalil means less. Kanu qalil min tab'id, again less. Ma, in that context, before a fail a verse, again less. So four levels of limiting. Kanu qalil min al-layl ma, what it should have been technically ma yanamun. They sleep very little at night. But Allah doesn't say that. What does my Allah say? Kanu qalilam min al-layli ma yahja'un. This word haja, it means also refers to slight dozing off, slight sleeping. In other words, what do they do? Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. At the time of Sahri, they are crying with the istighfar, turning to Allah. Jannat is associated with this, giving some section of your night to Allah. The previous verse I recited, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Immediately after that, what does Allah say? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسِ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسِ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَامْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What will we give those who make jafa with their beds, wafa with their Allah? What will we give those whose nights will resemble the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I remember when our jamaat entered Drive-In Markaz in 93, we met Sheikh Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi. First thing, South African ulama jamaat, he looked at us and he said, bhai, raat huzur ke fikr sallallahu alaihi wasallam dil ke andar ho aur raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de raha hai, ye namumkin hai. The worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart and some section of the night not given to Allah, this is impossible. Agar raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de raha, iski matlab ye hai ki huzur ke fikr dil ke andar nahi hai. It means this heart is devoid. This heart is devoid of the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If some section of the night is not given to Allah, Allahu Akbar. Look at the tafsir. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, the great sage of Islam, makes of this verse, Tatajafa junubum. And immediately after that, Allah speaks of Jannat. Not just Jannat. Not just Jannat. He says, Akhfal qawmu a'malan. They conceal their actions in the dead of the night. It was only them and Allah. Akhfal qawmu a'malan fa akhfallahu lahum. So Allah also conceal what He will give them. What He will give them? Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatar ala qalbi bashar. That which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has even imagined. Fala ta'lamu nafs ma ukhfiya lahum min qurrati ayun. No soul knows what we have concealed in Jannat, that which will cool their eyes. This question is put. I digressed. Ayyu ayatin arja fi kitabillah. What is the verse with the greatest hope in the Quran? Again, Abdullah bin Mas'ud whispers, respond. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell them, my slaves who have transgressed upon their souls, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah is very forgiving. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala hears this response, immediately, Allahu Akbar, look at his perception. He shouts out, أَفِيكُمْ Abdullah bin Mas'ud? Is Abdullah bin Mas'ud amongst you? Is Abdullah kunayfun muniya ilman, a vessel full ilman wa hikmah, according to the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And what? Such knowledge, he said, Wallahi, laysa ayatun fi kitabillah illa anni a'lam ayna nazalat wa fima nazalat. He said, there isn't a single verse in the Quran except that I, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, know when it was revealed and what occasion it was revealed. Walau kuntu a'lam, and if I knew, anyone had knowledge, not child, he was in his adulthood, at that time, anyone had knowledge of the Quran that I didn't have, lasafartu ilay, I would make a journey to him to acquire that knowledge. Cardiologist can put his equipment, he can tell you heart is healthy or not healthy, but there's no cardiologist or no medical doctor that has any equipment to tell you all the arteries are blocked, filled with the love of dunya, لو سخت أبدانكم. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu said, لو سخت أبدانكم, if your bodies are healthy, ومريضت قلوبكم, and the heart is sick, لكنتم أهون على الله من الجعلان. The whole world may give you a certificate of health and look up to you. Your value in the sight of Allah is worse than the worm that is found in feces. If the inside is sick, if this inside is not beating with the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We were given a thermometer. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala, and we said, أطلب قلبك عند ثلاثة مواطن عند سماع القرآن وفي مجالس الذكر وفي أوقات الخلوة فإن لم تجد. He said, search your heart, check this heart, check the heart. When Quran is read, where is the heart? In the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, we say halqa of ta'lim. Today 15 minutes we can't sit in halqa of ta'lim. December time, or times of heightened commercial enterprise, the man is standing 10, 12, 14, 15 hours in his shop. He'll hold his peshab also. That's easy. To listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are difficult. In our homes, what is the condition of the home? Ask ourselves from morning till night. Today, take any day from morning till night, how many times I looked at my mobile phone? How many times did I look at the Quran? How much time did I take out for the zikr of Allah? How much time did I take out for salawat and Rasulullah? What direction are we going? What are the seeds that we are planting? This is Ihya'ul Qalb, Ihya'ul Qalb. These amal, dawat, talim, ibadat, khidmat, Allah's qasam. This is not some organization, not a numbers game. This is Ihya'ul Qalb. This is to give life to this dead heart. He said, search your heart on three occasions when Quran is read. In the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, fi majalis is zikr, wa fi awqatil khalwa, and in the dead of night when it is only you and Allah, search this heart. Today cry tears of blood, 1-2 in the morning, where is the ummah? You walk into the Muslim home, the first thing you see is that plasma screen. Curved plasma screen, millions of pixels, high definition resolution. What is it? An instrument of zina. Father, mother and children sitting together and looking at zina taking place. What are the seeds that we are planting? He said, search your hearts when Quran is read, in the gatherings of Allah's remembrance, in the moments of solitude. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ قَلْبَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوَاطِنِ الثَّلَاثِ فَسَلِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَن يَمُنَّ عَلَيْكَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا قَلْبَ لَكَ. He said, if your heart does not turn to Allah, if this heart is not beating with Allah's love, if the eyes are dry when Quran is read, he said, then ask Allah to give you a heart because you have no heart. That heart is a dead heart. That heart is a dead heart. أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. This is why this hidayat is given. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi se hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se ab logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness because this is some scheme that the tabligh jamaat thought up to prepare people to go for chilla and three chillas. No, hum isliye kehte hain Allah ki barai bayan karo kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai, bhai. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai. Fashion, industry, sports, this amusement, that amusement, ghibat. What is the conversation today? What is the direction? Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai. Khaliq ka zikr uski ilaj hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, our akabirin didn't just take these things out of their pockets. This is mustambat from Quran and Hadith. What did my Nabi say? La tukthirul kalam. La tukthirul kalam bi ghayri dhikrillah. Do not excessively speak of entities besides Allah. Do not humiliate yourself. Do not lower yourself. Do not denigrate yourself by speaking of entities excessively besides Allah. لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله يقسى القلب. excessive ghayrullah, ghayrullah, ghayrullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, hardens the heart. This hardens the heart. Wa inna abada nasi min Allah al qalbul qasi. There is no one more distant from Allah than the one whose heart has become hard. Wealth is amal, not the physical wealth of this world. I digressed. What is dunya compared to akhirat? Few more minutes and I will terminate. What is dunya? كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ذُحَاهَا. This is Quran and this is la rayba fi. My Allah says, when akhirat dawns upon you, when akhirat dawns upon you, the life of this world, the ambitions, the goal, the dollars, the pounds, the Rolex watch, the Hugo Boss suit, the investment upon investment, the barbour of this dunya will look like one morning or one evening. Nothing, nothing come out of this deception. Knowledge is Quran. Knowledge is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he tell us? Like I said, few minutes and this I will terminate. He gave us an analogy. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking with Sahaba. More nafisut taba, more delicate nature than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no one. Delicate nature demands what? He was atyabut tayyibin, atharut tahirin. Sahaba say naturally, a beautiful fragrance would emanate from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that would supersede any other fragrance. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, ma shamamtu miskan wala ambaran atyab min rihi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I never smelled any musk or any ambar that was more fragrant than the natural fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his hand over the head of a child, that child could be distinguished from the rest of the children for the rest of the day because of the sweet fragrance that would emanate from that child. Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making qailullah in the house. What does she do? She places a container underneath the bistar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that container, she's collecting the beads of perspiration. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes open up. Umm Sulaym, what are you doing? Ya Rasulullah, I use this to accentuate the smell of my, or the fragrance of my perfume. I add your perspiration to it. Naturally, yet, he goes into a rubbish heap. Comes in the riwayat, jaddun asak mayyit. There is a rotting, decrepit goat that has died. It is asak, its ears are cut. In other words, when it was alive, it was defective, it didn't have value. Now it is dead, it's rotting, stench is coming out, worms, insects will be coming out. He addresses them, and what does he ask them? He could have just told them, but this is his shafqat, this is his kindness, brings himself down to the level. Ayyukum yuhibbu anna hadha lahu bidirham. Oh my sahaba, who amongst you wants to purchase this for one dirham? You offer something of value. You don't offer something that is rotting and full of stench. So Sahaba responded, "Ma nuhibbu annahu lana bishay ya Rasulullah." For free we won't want this. We won't want to go near it also. Wallahi maddunya maddun. Wallahi inna dunya la ahwanu ala Allahi min hadha alaykum. He said, oh my Sahaba, more hated, more denigrated, more abusive, and more defective that you find this rotting corpse. I take qasam on Allah, dunya is more defective in the sight of Allah. Points to the ocean. Look at the rising ocean. This earth, 24,000 kilometer ball, is only 21% land, is 79% ocean. Points to that ocean. And he says, wallahi mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yajalu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi falyandur bima yarja. This is Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, the comparison of dunya to akhirat, this world to akhirat, marna hai bhai. This is the one reality no one can deny. Because mort, above mort, there is only one zat. And this is why Allah says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Make the goal, the qibla, the direction of your heart. Place your reliance and trust upon that hay, living Allah, who will never die. Besides Allah, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. كل نفس ذائقة الموت كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. And this entire dunya, وَإِنَّا لَجَائِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Run behind it, hanker it, fill its love in your heart. The day is coming, Allah says, we will obliterate it, we will destroy it. It means nothing, it is a lie. My Nabi said, I take qasam on Allah, dunya compared to akhirat is like you take your, normally we translate, put your finger in the ocean, lift it up, droplet of water. That translation is incorrect because the droplet of water don't remain on your finger. The droplet of water does not remain on your finger. It falls back in the ocean. The wetness, that wetness is dunya. The wetness is dunya and the whole ocean. Allahu Akbar, such a comparison he gives. He said, Lo anna aqal min al-dhafar. He said, something from Jannat. Something from Jannat. Smaller than a fingernail. Not size of a fingernail. He said, Aqal min al-dhafar. Smaller than a fingernail. What is fingernail? Droplet of water is larger than a fingernail. Blade of grass is larger than a fingernail. Rasulullah said, it's something from Jannat. Smaller than a fingernail had to be brought in this dunya. لَتَزَخْرَفَتْ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ خَوَافِقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said, everything from east to west will light up in this entire world, and the fragrance of that which is smaller than a fingernail will permeate the entire universe. Such a jannat. Sahaba like you and I also feared poverty. Allah's qasam, they feared poverty. But their fear of poverty was not poverty of pounds and dollars. Sahaba's fear of poverty was poverty of amal. They didn't want to be poor in the grave. They didn't want to be poor on that day, that life which is coming forever and ever. Come out of this deception, my respected brothers. This is not an ordinary ummah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished himself for this humanity. How one person could understand the reality of akhirat. How one person could tread the road to Jannat. Such a Jahannam, on this I will terminate. Such a Jahannam, Allah protect us. This is Sadiqul Masduq. He said, Inna ahwana ahlin nari adaban la rajulun yudhau fi akhmasi qadamehi jamratan yaghli minhuma dimaguhu. He described one Jahannami. Two stones, two pebbles of Jahannam will be placed underneath his feet. Rasulullah says the intensity of the heat will be such, his brains will start boiling. مَا يَرَىٰ أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا. He will think to himself, there is no one suffering more than I am suffering. Rasulullah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنُهُمْ عَذَابًا. This is the lightest azab of Jahannam. There is nothing lighter than this in Jahannam. Come out of the deception of this dunya, my respected brothers. Quran and Hadith is there. The way of life of Rasulullah is there. An effort has to be made on this heart, for this heart to accept these amal that we are being invited to, this qurbani, this sacrifice. Allah's qasam, this is ihya'ul qalb. Make this heart a living heart. Then wallah, in the qabr you will be alive and enjoying. In akhirat you will be alive and enjoying. Anas bin Malik says, we were in the path of Allah. Allah bin Hadrami, radiyallahu anhu, passes away. We buried him. Then we found that the ground was rocky and we feared that the next rain comes, the rocks will be removed, the qabr will be desecrated. So we removed the rocks. We removed the rocks to move the position of the body of Ala bin Hadrami. Anas bin Malik says the entire Jamaat sees this, that when we remove the rocks, there is no sign of the body. وَإِذَا الْقَبْرِ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ نُورٌ يَتَلَأْلَى. What is there? A noor and light as far as the eye can see. What was it? They were living. The heart was alive. Allah has kept Ihya'ul Qalb in the A'mal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First step for this, my respected brothers. Those of us who haven't been 4 months, now is the time. Make the decision. Make the dua. Put the application in Allah's court, because only Allah accepts. Hearts are in His control. Stand up now with this niyat, Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.
MashaAllah, come, my brothers. Quickly, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashaAllah. Those who haven't given 4 months first, mashaAllah, come stand, mashaAllah. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Keep on standing, my beloved brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept each and every one. Keep on standing, mashaAllah. If it came in the heart, take the chance. We don't know if it ever will come again. Come, my beloved brothers. Make this niyat. Come, inshallah. Stand up, my beloved brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allahu Akbar. Allah, put it in our heart. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. MashaAllah, keep on standing. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. Allah be pleased, inshallah. Turn to Allah, my beloved brothers. There can't be anything. There's no gift in comparison to this. The whole world is nothing. That's Allah's gift, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. Keep on standing, my beloved brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allahu Akbar. Young and old, we have to go, my beloved brothers. King or pauper, all have to go. That real life is something. Keep on standing. Come, my beloved brothers. Quickly, inshallah. Keep on standing, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allahu Akbar. Hafiz Ridwan. Allah accept. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. 4 months every year. Yeah, now nothing left. Inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, beloved brothers. Come, few more minutes, inshallah. Allah shukar, brothers heard with such a mubarak majma. It is there, my beloved brothers. Take the chance. Otherwise, we'll be imprisoned by this dunya, my beloved brothers. Come, keep on standing. This man, Hazrat Maulana Sahab, Allah kabul farmale. Allah pak accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah, brothers? Come, one, two more names. It is there in the heart. Allah kabul farmale. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala kabul farmali. Who else, inshallah, my beloved brothers? Come, inshallah. Turn to Allah. Wallah, there's nothing better. You walk to Allah, Allah runs towards you. You come a hand span, Allah comes an arm's length. Allah is waiting, my beloved brothers. Allah, you're going out like this. How many other hearts will be changed? How many homes will get happiness? Allah kabul farmali. Allah kabul farmali. Allah accept, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. You are not one. You are gold, mines of gold and silver. Allah, you don't know behind each one of you how many people's Jannat is written. Allah, this is the purpose of our creation. Allah, become the beloved of Allah and make the whole world the beloveds of Allah. Who else, inshallah? Anybody else, inshallah, brothers? Come, my beloved brother. I'm sure everybody is here. There's something Allah accept, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. I'm sure everybody got it, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's intention. Dr. Saab, how many 40 days Jamaat went this year? Wait, from this masjid?
No, from this masjid.
Oh, no, I thought from this masjid.
This masjid, we had roughly two.
Sort of. Now they go home. Yeah. Now, inshallah, make that day come, say ameen. Allah, take from every house one person. Allah, make that every time. Beloved brothers, this place, we've come so many times. I had the opportunity with Maulana. Allah, beloved brothers, what's hard every year? At least 1, 2, 4 months Jamaat. 4 months Jamaat, pedal. 4 months Jamaat to foreign country, 4 months Jamaat to India, Pakistan, at least 3-4 months Jamaat a year. Besides that, what is hard for Allah? Every month at least one Jilla Jamaat, different countries of the world. This place, my beloved brothers, wallah, if we look at how many Muslims we got now, we got the capacity to send the Jamaat to every country in the world. And if you're not going to use the money here, where the money is going to go? Today, look at Allah. I'm not saying because your country, everyone. How many of our youngsters are in jail? For 4 months. Each one of us, let's make the niyat, inshallah. Our life is for this, inshallah. Wallah, Allah will give our risk. It will come like how Maulana said. Each one, let's make that niyat, inshallah. All of us make the niyat, inshallah. So my brother, to start off beautifully, one in our home, let there be no day that passes without ta'aleem in our house. That is the nur of our. And that will take out all this khurafat that is carrying on, my beloved. All this effect. So every one of us who are here, just lift our hands, inshallah. Every day we'll have ta'lim in our home. Allah accept everyone, whatever, whether it's sickness or health, whether it's life or death, whether it's happy or sad, but our ta'lim must not go, inshallah. And the other thing, my beloved, the biggest thing, like Maulana said, Maulana expressed the greatness of Allah. Brothers, every home needs to hear Allah. Am I right? Have to be given hope in Allah. So let's make niyat every day, my. You know your timing varies a lot. At least 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Allahu Akbar, for this purpose every day, so that our areas get covered. Allahu Akbar, we break our area up. covering every Muslim home. And even if you don't meet somebody, doesn't mean it is wasted. You don't know. One person in our country, the month of Ramadan, they knocked at this doctor's door. He and his friend are sitting in the house. They should too shy to come out. The brother is asking, what you think of this group? He say, brother, we're not even fasting. What you talking? That night Allah loved his word. He went to masjid. From that day, he never missed one salah. He went for hajj. He changed his life. Imagine the jamaat that never saw him. On the day of Qiyamah, that doctor might pull them into Jannah. No? Allah, this is our work. So inshallah, who makes niyat, inshallah, every day we'll take out time, young and old, just of our hands, my blood. Allah, this is the biggest thing. And what Allah will give, Allahu Akbar, inshallah, this. And every month, my beloved, what's 3 days? Don't we have to detox from what we are doing? Just the 3 days, from the family, from our businesses, from our occupations, and see the nur that Allah will bring. And the best, you give one, Allah gives 10 in return. 3 days, the whole month in the path of Allah. Just make niyat. Come, beloved brother, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. And don't come alone. Bring each one of you, take your own jamaat out. Allah, take your own jamaat out, my beloved brother. Oh, friends get together and what's our... You know, in South Africa, I don't know, Maulana Gul is here, he's a shura man, so I can't say. They say, 3 meals a day, no rent to pay, Allah to obey, a little to pray. That is our tabligh, man, Allahu Akbar. Just, wallah, my beloved brothers, if today a youngster between 15 and 30 makes 5 namaz with jamaat, can there be any buzruk as big as him? If our home got 5, this is what we want. And then at the time you get free, you touch the Quran of Allah. Allah making zikr of Allah. Sitting in the talim. Today I'm sitting with 2 brothers. They read one incident and both of them are crying. I'm thinking in my heart, I say, Ya Allah, who knows this? You know it and only you know it, Ya Allah. What of how much maghfirat of whose must have been made? So inshallah, all of us will do that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward everybody.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي سودان وفي بورما وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم امة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي امة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من امرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبتهم وذل لك جسمهم ورغم لك أنفهم وفاضت لك عبرتهم اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوف رحيم يا خير المسؤولين يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم
اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك، ونعوذ بك من عقابك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين المهديين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله.